Hi, I'm Marlena, and I want to welcome you to Marlena, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream, where for about the next 60 minutes or so, we'll be taking your calls at 1-866-666-7926. Come on in, sit down, take your shoes off, give me a call, won't you? Hello there, and welcome to Marlena. We'll be together for about the next 60 minutes. Yes, this week it's only 60 minutes, but let's make them a great 60 minutes together. We did have a guest scheduled for tonight, but due to some other conflicts, we need to reschedule, and so we will do that. And so, tonight, we are going to talk about almost whatever folks would like to talk about, and open forum for sure, and we're just checking over here to make sure that everything's going well, and it appears to be. Gary, the board guy, came in and said, check it out, make sure it's there, and it does appear to be there. So we are going to have an open forum program tonight. We'll be with you, as I say, for about an hour. Sorry for some of the rough beginning here. I think after Thanksgiving, nothing works perfectly. That's for darn sure. How was your Thanksgiving? Boy, I had a fabulous Thanksgiving. Ate too much. Probably did too little. Still trying to get over the effects of all of that turkey. So the telephone number to call is 1-866-666-7926. And hopefully you are hearing us and will be able to call in. We're also in the Speakeasy chat room located at www.ourplace.acbradio.org, and we will be turning to the chat room from time to time to get folks' comments and see what folks might have to see what folks might have to add to the program this evening. So again, the telephone number is 1-866-666-7926. If you are listening to this at any time other than 1 UTC on a Monday morning, then you are listening to a repeat. And so the deal is, don't call on a repeat because the telephone number doesn't work. We may be experiencing some technical difficulties here, but we're going to keep on going as though we weren't. And I think what we're going to do, we're going to do something a little unusual on the Marlena program. Try to get some of this technical stuff figured out. Oh, goodness gracious, what's going on here? And actually play a bit of music for you. Just until we sort of make sure that all the glitches are out. My goodness gracious. We got all kinds of things going on here. Here we go. Let's get into the holiday spirit a little bit, shall we? Now we're being told everything's fine. Okay, everything's fine. Well, we're still going to get into the holiday spirit, you guys. And the telephone number to dial is 1-866-666-7926. You call when the song's playing, I'll stop the song. But in the meantime, let's have a little bit of holiday spirit.
Thank you.
And that, of course, is the beginning of one of the most beautiful Christmas carols that I certainly like to hear. But since this isn't really a music show, well, I didn't kind of want to get away with playing too much of it, if you know what I mean. The telephone number, 1-866-666-7926. We were scheduled to have a guest this evening, but we will have to reschedule our guest and bring her on at another time. Don't forget, speaking of the holiday season, you know, no matter what your tradition of faith is or is not, I think that the month of December is really sort of universally, for most people anyway, a season to give gifts to people you love, a season to give thanks in whatever way works best for you, whether that is thanking through spirituality, faith, whatever, or just going up to somebody you love and saying, you know what, thank you. Thank you for being you and for being in my life. I think it is the season to give thanks and to show appreciation. And so next week on the program, we will be spending an hour together again, and we will be bringing to you in that hour as many ideas for holiday gift giving, shopping online, websites to visit, accessible websites, entrepreneurs who are blind who you may want to give some of your business to, as we can possibly do in the span of 1 hour. So be sure and tune in next week for that. That should be a really good show. And I think I'm going to pop over here into the chat room. And in the chat room, I see that we have our own inimitable director of ACB Radio, Dave Williams. We also have someone named Flora Lynch. Hello, Flora. I don't know that we've ever spoken before, but perhaps we can say hello to you and bring you on the Marlena show as well. And we have someone named Kerry. And I don't know that I've ever spoken with Kerry, but hello to Kerry. And hello to Thomas. So I'm going to key up the mic here and bring Dave Williams in. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to answer the phone first. So you chat room guys, hang on. Hello, you're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
Oh, it's Sue. I always rescue you when you
Oh, you do. I feel like I'm on public radio raising money.
You won't get any from me.
No, I only get trouble from you.
I know it, but that's because you deserve it.
So how much turkey did you eat?
Oh, we had a wonderful barbecue. Actually, it was a barbecue turkey. It was really tasty.
Ooh, I've had fried turkey.
No, I haven't had that yet.
Oh, it's wonderful. We actually, the guy who is remodeling our house, who's destroying my house, is also a good friend. And we actually went over there on Saturday and he made a fried turkey. Oh, gosh, it was good.
I've heard they're really, because this turkey was really juicy and, sometimes turkey is like kind of disappointing after all the work you do on it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking next year, maybe we'll try to barbecue one.
Oh.
I ate way too much stuffing, which is my downfall.
Oh, see, potatoes, that's my downfall.
Oh, I love stuffing. So tonight I didn't want to do a turkey because turkeys are so messy. So
yeah.
I'm having a roast chicken with stuffing.
Well, that sounds good.
And it feels good. It's so cold today.
I know. Carrie and I were just saying that. We just came in.
It's not that cold in temperature, but
no,
it feels cold
just
all day.
Damp. It's damp out. It's raw. It's something.
Don't
know.
It's very, I think it's raw. So.
Yeah.
I've been watching these dorky Christmas movies and because the Seahawks aren't worth watching.
And for anyone who doesn't know, the Seahawks are Seattle's football team.
And they're bad.
And they're supposedly our football team anyway.
Yeah.
So,
but I had to take a break from the Christmas movies. You can only take so much of it.
You know, I have an audio described version of It's a Wonderful Life.
You know, that movie drives me nuts.
Oh, you're crazy. crazy.
I know. The last movie I just watched was three little kids that went to tell President Hoover to get their dad out of jail, and it was so cute. It was silly, but it was still fun.
Is that the one with Shirley Temple in it?
No, this is like a new movie. I don't even know the name.
Oh.
You know, because, of course, they don't give the names of movies, so,
yeah.
You know, we're always, Don always comes up and says, what are you watching? Wish I knew.
Take a look at the screen and you tell me.
I mean, the only good thing is that Lifetime does tell you the name of the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But the rest of the stations forget it. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been a long, leisurely weekend, and when the alarm goes off tomorrow morning, it's going to be really brutal.
Oh, I know. I know. I have an alarm I have to listen to tomorrow morning, too, and I'm like, ugh.
When it's cold and, oh, dark 30.
Well, the one thing that I am lucky for is that the work I have to do until Thursday of this week. Now, this doesn't count for Thursday, but until Thursday, the work I have to do is writing work, and I can sit in my warm, snuggy bathrobe.
Oh.
Thank God the people who hire me don't have
picture
phone. Or what.
You could also have coffee.
That's right. That's right.
So... and I guess your field trip to go see Ray yesterday didn't really materialize.
No, it didn't materialize. For people who wonder what we're talking about, a group of us were going to go see the audio-described version of the film Ray, the Unchain My Heart, the Ray Charles story. And the theater in Seattle, where the DVS version is, decided... Oh, well, you know, it's been in the DVS theater for 4 weeks, so we're going to move it into a non-DVS theater. So, yeah, they were still playing the movie.
Oh, okay.
But they moved it out and they put in the crank who did something to Christmas. So I was really mad at the manager, and I said, yeah, I'm sure blind people will flock in by the thousands to see that movie.
Well,
anyway.
The other problem with going downtown to see Ray is you would have had to get dressed.
Well, reasonably so.
Yeah, I mean...
Not hugely so.
Well, you know, hopefully it'll come out DVS. I would hope that that would be one that WGBH would do.
Well, yeah, WGBH hasn't narrated it, so... and, you know, here's an interesting topic. Maybe we can pull some people in on this. The whole DVS topic in general, of course... Our friends in the National Federation have a different view of the relevance of GPS, at least officially speaking they do, or appear to, than we do. And sort of the whole topic of should DVS be on television? And then, going on from that, the whole thing of, when you buy these DVDs that supposedly have DVS on them, and then you have to use a menu to get to them, you know, how does that all play?
Well, and if you've gone to the video store lately, you notice there is really no, or hardly any, what's it called? The videotapes anymore. They're all DVDs.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And some stores, I guess, are... I've stopped carrying them all together. And on my DVD player, I mean, I guess I could make it go. But it was a lot easier with VHSs. Hello?
Sorry, I pushed the wrong button.
Oh. I know I'm boring, but...
I'm trying to check a few technical things here as we go, and
she hung up on me.
Yeah, yeah, you caught me with my pants down. Never mind, we won't go there.
Yeah.
But I just bought The Passion of the Christ because it is a commercially available DVD movie, and A, I wanted to see the movie. B, I wanted to support the whole, you know, make it available thing. Well, so you get the darn thing home, and guess what? Hello? It comes on in non-DVS, and you have to go through menus that blind people can't read.
Yeah, so that's what I don't like about our DVD player. You know, the other night we read it in America. So I pushed the wrong button. I don't know what I did. I got to channel 114. It was just crazy. So then John had to come and fix it for me. So if you were, you know, wanting to sit and watch a movie by yourself, you'd be totally frustrated.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a problem.
at least I kind of figured out the, you know, VHS. I always just use the TV, you know, put it on the channel and
sure.
start. And
yeah. And, anyway. And, you know, I used to have the greatest VCR. Oh, man, this thing, it took a little work to make this happen. And actually, my friend Judy Dixon had a similar one, and so she and I together, mostly she designed this template we could use. But it was a Panasonic VCR, and you programmed it, it read a barcode. It read a barcodes, it had a little barcode scanner in it. And so you got a plastic sheet, and it had all these barcodes on it, and they were in columns of, you know, day, time, you know, AM, PM,
da,
da, da.
Oh, okay.
And so what we did was we put a Braille overlay on the thing, and so you could scan it, and you could know exactly where you were, and it would beep when it registered the little barcode. And so without fail, once you knew, you know, how to use the template, which wasn't too hard to learn. I mean, I learned it. You could program your VCR, and I could do, like, you know, weeks and once a month and once a week. It was great. But and then, of course, the Zenith ones, the Talk, worked reasonably well. But I don't know. The DVDs are a real problem.
Well, our first VCR, I forget what brand it was. Maybe it was a Panasonic. You know, it just said the rewind, stop, play, record. You know, it was very simple, and that was fine with me. So you could just tape. I mean, you couldn't program it, but at least you could say, okay, I can't watch this show right now, so I'll push record, and at least you know it was working.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yep.
And believe me, they're not very easy for sighted people either.
I mean, oh, I know. Really, I know. My sister can't run hers.
Yeah, so. My mom has her grandson's over and program hers.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, this is good stuff, and maybe some people will call in. And I'm wondering if anyone listening has had any experience with some of the talking universal remotes. I'd like to hear about that. But particularly, I'd like to hear from people about DVS on TV, DVS in the movies. What are your thoughts? And if you are one of our friends in the Federation who may have a different viewpoint, I'd like to hear it. You know, let's hear that other side. It certainly doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I'd very much like to hear why we wouldn't want to support making this part of our environment more accessible.
I get the impression from what they say it's money, but to me, we spend a lot of money on things that are worse than this. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got caption TV, and aren't we who are blind worth the money?
I think we are.
I certainly think we are.
So
all right.
Well, anyway, hope you get some other callers. And
I know, or else it'll be a great monologue, you know?
Yeah, by the end of the hour, we'll go, my goodness, turn her off. At least not 2 hours tonight.
Oh, wouldn't that be a terrible? People listen to me for 2 hours.
Gary would go, oh, my Lord. He'd have to stop being retired and go back to work.
That's right. He'd move out of the house.
So, all right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Take care.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. That's my friend Sue in Seattle. We should have a song called Sue in Seattle. The telephone number to call is 1-866-666-7926. Gary's tapping me on the shoulder. Yes? And I am streaming. The server is not working that well, but we're going to keep going. Hello, you're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Marlena. This is Carl Belanger calling from Dover, New Hampshire.
Hello, from Dover, New Hampshire.
Yes.
Wow. I don't think we've ever spoken before.
I don't think so either.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Carl.
Nice to talk to you. I've been listening to your show for a while when I can catch it.
Well, I'm delighted that you do. And what's on your mind tonight?
Couple things. First of all, for a show idea, I was just thinking that you hear all these interviews quite often with the various technology people on Main Menu.
Uh-huh.
I think it would be interesting to see if we could get a representative from some of the major technology vendors such as Freedom Scientific and Pulse Data, get someone on there who, where users can call in and ask questions of the various technology vendors. Because, I mean, it's like, you hear all these interviews on Main Menu and whatnot, and it's, sometimes you're just like, man, I wish I just could ask this.
That's a great idea. And actually, I'll tell you a secret, but don't tell anybody. it's just you and me, right? Nobody else is listening, right? I'm working on something like that for the program just before the CSUN conference. I'm hoping to gather some of the vendors together for a two-hour special and have people be able to call in and ask them questions. So you and I have great minds, Carl.
Yes, that would be cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm certain, you know, I'd certainly like to have Freedom Scientific, Optilec, Pulse Data, you know, kind of the big guys, if you will, Kurzweil, you know. So if anybody's got thoughts about that and people that you might like me to try to include, we've already had a little bit of discussion with the homepage reader folks about it, so stay tuned.
Yeah, that should be cool. It's almost, you might even need two shows to do it because so many people will be probably wanting to call in and ask various questions.
Yeah, and you know what? I hope that happens, actually. I hope we run out of time and people email me and they're mad because they couldn't get through because, you know, we all want the opportunity to talk to these people. And if we can provide it, then that would be fabulous. So I actually hope that happens. So what else did you have on your mind up there? I bet it's cold in Dover, New Hampshire.
It is actually pouring right now.
It's pouring. Oh, dear. What do you do up there? What do you do, you know, with your time up there? Are you in school? Do you work? Or?
I'm in high school right now.
You're in high school. Cool.
Yep.
What year?
Junior.
Oh, so what are you looking toward when you get sprung from high school? Are you going to go to college?
I'm going to computer sciences.
Very cool. Very cool. So, and I assume you use this adaptive technology stuff.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. If you could, I'm going to put you on the spot. If you could design the perfect piece of adaptive technology, what would it do? What would it be like? If someone said, here you go, Carl. Here is $5 million for research and development money. Design the perfect piece of adaptive technology. What are the things it would do?
I would probably develop an affordable, full-featured, latest version of Windows laptop with an integrated screen reader and integrated Braille.
You've really thought about this, haven't you? that's great. Yeah, that's very cool.
I also do a lot of the accessible games for the blind, which I know reviews of them are heard on Main Menu from time to time.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
And which ones do you find?
No, I play the full range.
Yeah?
I like them all. Have you played any?
You know, I have never been very much of a gamer. I don't know why, because I love to play cards, you know, and I love to go to All in Play. You know, and play the card games there.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think's the best one? What one should I start with? What do you think?
One company that I really like where their games are challenging yet simple to learn. And all their games have been reviewed on Main Menu previously. I think the most recent one was one called Pipe 2 Blast Chamber, BSC Games.
Uh-huh.
Their
uh-huh.
games are a lot of fun and really easy to learn and play.
Isn't there also, here I'm showing my ignorance now, but isn't there also sort of an online accessible site where people can go and play games online?
There are some different, like, online accessible games, but the one source that has a ton, like, almost everything you could want to know about accessible games is this one site called
www.audiogames.net.
www.audiogames.net.
A-U-D-I-O-G-A-M-E-S.net. .net. Huh. I'll have to check that out, Carl. That'd be fun. Now,
go ahead. No, you can go.
Oh, okay, I'll go. My turn. We're just playing a big game here, just the two of us. We were talking just a few minutes ago with Sue in Seattle about descriptive video. Do you ever watch descriptive video movies?
I do, actually, quite a bit. Not as much as I used to, mainly because I don't really have the time, but yeah, I do.
How do you, if you were told that that you would have a choice to have descriptive video on TV, which of course is something that ACB is working very hard to achieve, but how do you feel about that?
I think I would like it because it would be nice to be able to have the various TV movies described.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'd even like to have some of, like, I watch CNN, you know, like in the morning, and I'd even like to have some of the news reports described. I mean, especially like, you know, not that I'm very much into the war. In fact, I'm not at all in favor of the war, but when they're in Fallujah, for example, and they're showing what obviously are some really telling visuals. I mean, I think blind people are just totally missing out on a big piece of the message that the pictures are delivering.
And I think another thing that would be cool in the descriptive video arena would be maybe having it as an option on DVDs.
Yeah, well, you know, we were talking about that too, and you know, the Passion of the Christ, which has come out on DVD, is an option. The descriptive narration is there. But if you can't read your menu on your machine, on your DVD player, you still need somebody to push the buttons and get you to that version of the movie.
Mm. And I'm wondering, do all the DVDs like that have it? Because I know, like, I've gone into my video store and asked them to look if that one has it, because no one can find if there's anything about any extra audio on the thing.
No, most of them don't have it. In fact, to my knowledge, and if I'm incorrect, I hope someone will call very quickly and correct me, but to my knowledge, The Passion of the Christ is the first DVD to come out with descriptive video as a part of the package.
Is it on all the Passion of the Christ DVDs, though?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure if it was on all of them, so I was having people look at video stores and stores, and no one knew if it had it, and no one knew where to look on the box.
I don't think it says it on the box, but in the menus it says something like audio for the blind or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just bought ours at a regular, like, you know, store.
And it actually worked?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's necessary for that movie because the movie is in Aramaic,
yeah, right.
Which I don't know about you, but my Aramaic is pretty rusty, you know. So,
yeah.
Well, listen, thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, just another, one last thing.
Sure.
I noticed the archives, both for your show and Main Menu, are rather out of date again.
Well, you know, I know that Dave Williams is listening, and I do know, because every time someone says, the archive is out of date, I always contact Dave, and what he has told me is that the archiving process does take some time, and that he likes to wait, I think it's about a week, before they get archived.
Yeah, but I think, like, the last Main Menu show that's up there is the 13th of October show, and the last one of yours up there is somewhere around the disaster relief program you did.
Ah, okay. Well, I know Dave is listening, and I will ask. Oh, here, Dave may be joining us. Let's see.
I can respond to this if you'd like, Marlena.
Yes, please do, Dave. Carl, we're going to bring Dave in, and
right.
Here he is. Maybe.
Hey, Carl, how you doing? Good to have you on the program. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. To be perfectly honest with you, the last month I've been pretty much snowed under with all this World Blind Union stuff. We've got the coverage of the 6th General Assembly of the World Blind Union coming up on ACB Radio Mainstream starting on the 6th of December. It's things like the archives have just not been right at the top of my priority list, but I'm hoping to get all that boxed off before I go away later this week. So I hope that answers your question. And we are looking at new ways to kind of automate the archiving process so that it just happens and nobody has to do anything. So we are exploring that, and I'll try and make sure that we're up to date before I go away to the WBU General Assembly.
All right. So there you got it right from the horse's mouth. All right. Well, did that answer your question?
Yes, it did.
Great. Well,
is the stream back up?
Yes, it is.
I dropped you a couple minutes before I called. So.
Yeah, I hear myself coming out of Gary the Board Guy's computer in the other room. So it's back up.
All right.
Hey, listen, call me again.
Yep, and sorry to interrupt again, and I can tell you why that was as well. We made some changes to our automation system this weekend, and it turns out that there were two copies on the server, and the wrong version got compiled, so we've fixed that now, and there shouldn't be any further problems.
Okay. All right, great. All right, Carl, listen, call me again.
Yep.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I love to hear from the younger blind folks. I think you kids are terrific, and I just constantly take my hat off to you guys. Boy, you kids are so much further along being at your age than I was when I was your age. So go out there and get them. We got another call. Let's bring the caller into the room. Hi, you're with Marlena. With whom am I speaking, and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Matthew from Ohio.
Speaking of young people, one of my favorites. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Marlon.
How are you doing? Oh, Matthew. I don't hear you. There you go.
I was putting my speaker down. But anyway, how are things over in Seattle?
You scared me when you went away there. I thought, oh, no, is Matthew having technical problems? Things over in Seattle are just great. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was pretty good, actually.
Yeah? What'd you do?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you for a second.
Oh, I said, what did you do for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I went over, my brother had a Thanksgiving dinner for us on Thanksgiving, so we went over there and crashed out when we came back.
Oh, that's cool.
Came back home anyway. Yeah.
That's cool. Now, you're a junior in high school as well, aren't you?
I'm actually graduated from high school, but I'm going through some vocational training right now.
See, I'm making you younger. That should be a compliment.
Well, thanks.
So what kind of training are you going through? What are you learning?
Right now I'm going through, it's basically just some job training about, like, I'm working at Altman Hospital, which is like right over on the other side of Canton here. And so I'm working over at Altman. Right now I'm in the laundry department.
Well, and you know what? There's not anything wrong with that, Matthew, because let me tell you, I have been in the hospital before in my life, and there is nothing more wonderful than when they bring in those clean linens every day. When you spend, you know, 20 hours in bed, when they bring those clean sheets in, let me tell you, my dear, I am so happy that they have a laundry department. So you get that stuff done and think about me when you do it, because I'll tell you, it's very appreciated.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you telling me that.
Actually,
not to change the subject, but I called actually for maybe a question that maybe somebody out there that's listening might be able to answer, and a story actually that goes along with it.
All right, go for it.
I had my Braille Light. It's a regular 40, not one of the Millennium series, but the Braille Light 40s, and my battery needed replacing, so I shipped it out and had it sent out. And I had no way to back any of my files up because I don't have the right cables really to plug into the computer to back anything up to my PC. So I shipped it out thinking that the battery was just going to be replaced, and when I got it back about a week or two ago, all my files were gone.
I lost all of
my files. And so now my question is, so now I get to my question about where I might be able to get one of the, either a refurbished disk drive or some sort of a, one of the disk drives that the note takers were using at that time that they were really being processed.
You know, I've got a suggestion for you. There is a buy, sell, and trade listserv that's run by, in fact, Tony Mead at blindtreasures.com. And if I were you, and certainly if anyone else has got a better suggestion or wants to call with their email address, if they've got a disk drive that they're not using or whatever, that's fine. But if I were you, I would look up blindtreasures.com, and I think on their website they've got the subscribe information to that buy, sell, trade listserv, and I'd post a message on there and see what you get.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your help. And,
yeah, and you know, and why don't
hopefully whoever's listening might actually be able to help me out too. Cause
and you know what, Matthew, give your email address in case someone's got one that they want to, you know, either just sort of get rid of or, you know, sell. I mean, you can't get a lot of money.
I will certainly give my contact information so that anybody that has one that they would be willing to give up that they don't use anymore. My email address is the same as also my MSN contact if they want to add me as well. It's all lowercase. It's Matthew Dyer. That's spelled MATTHEWDYER, the number 483 at MSN.com.
Okay, so that's Matthew Dyer, MATTHEWDYER 483 at MSN.com.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, good luck.
Well, thank you. And I'll go on Blind Treasures and see if I can find that subscription information.
All right. And hey, just know that whether you're working in the laundry or wherever you're working, giving it your best shot always means something to somebody. And I can tell you, those linens, man, when they come in clean and you don't feel well, you bless those people in the laundry. So you give it your best shot, kiddo.
Well, I will, and I'll keep working till my job is done.
All right.
Who knows? I may end up in a full-time job, but who knows? I'll certainly do my best to get the linens to who needs them.
Well, we'll keep our fingers and toes crossed for you, and let us know what happens.
I will.
All right, take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Marlena. Thank you.
That's Matthew Dyer. What a nice person he is. Calls this show quite regularly, and I'm always happy to hear from him. It is just about 41 minutes past the hour, at least by the time you hear me say it, it'll be close to that. If you are listening to this program any time other than Monday morning, 1 to 2 Universal, which is Sunday night, 8 to 9 Eastern, 5 to 6 Pacific in the North American part of the planet, blah, blah, blah. You're listening to a rerun, and so the telephone number does not work. However, it does work if you are listening live, and that number is 1-866-666-7926. Let's maybe take a little jump into the chat room, and we will see who we've got. We've got many of the same people. With the addition of Gary Wood, who is also a regular contributor via email to the ACB Radio Friends list. And it looks like Luke, is that it? Is that what I'm seeing? Yes, I'm seeing Luke. Hello, Luke. Let me unkey here in the chat room and see if anyone would like to add anything to the discussion. We've been chatting about accessible movies, DVDs, VCRs, games. It's just kind of an open forum night on Marlena. So let's see if anyone wants to add anything, and we will unkey and wait to see.
Hi, Marlena. How are you doing tonight? Well, you know, I feel that I'm on the side of ACB on their stand of DVD, I mean, well, described videos. I think everything ought to be described on TV and movies and everything. You know, I'm against what NFB stands for as far as saying that only special programs ought to be described, like something on PBS or like public affairs type of things. But I think probably we'd like to know what all of it is, you know. And I think that's what. And as far as DVDs, I think that they ought to be able to do it. But it's too bad that the DVD players can't do aren't accessible to us. But they say Panasonic is trying to make things more accessible for blind people. Maybe that's what we ought to get. I suppose, but it's kind of too bad that they don't fix it. I saw Passion of the Christ with somebody one time, a friend of mine, but then I listened to it in one of the rooms at For the People. They had a FTP radio, so they played the described version of that, so at least I had a chance to listen to it that way.
Okay.
Hi, it's Luke. With the DVD players not being accessible, I found that you can often listen to DVDs reasonably effectively using WinDVD, the WinDVD program on the computer. I can do it reasonably easily on my laptop. Yes, it would be nice if everything was described. It would be excellent, but I can't see it happening any time in the future, considering that we haven't even got enough money. Well, the Blind Foundation, at least in New Zealand, doesn't have enough money for everyone to even get guide dogs quickly. So, yeah, it would be nice, but still.
Yeah, Luke, welcome to my program. And boy, you are an international listener, being all the way in New Zealand, one of my favorite places to which I've never been but hope to go. You bring up a fabulous point, Luke. How do we prioritize? You know, we got blind folks out of work. We've got blind folks wanting guide dogs, at least in New Zealand, where there seems to be an issue with how do we get the funding? How do we prioritize this stuff? And, is my desire for a guide dog any less important or more important than, you know, Susie Smith's desire to have everything described? And that's kind of interesting. Now, you say, Luke, if I can just bring you back up here for a second, you say that that the foundation in New Zealand is having issues with raising money for guide dogs. Here in the U.S., we have several very wealthy guide dog schools. And in fact, one guide dog school has not in so long ago been a bit called to task for the amount of money that they've actually raised. So am I hearing you correctly that in New Zealand this is not the way things are? And if I am hearing you correctly, do you know what the waiting list is for New Zealanders who are blind to get their guide dog? And I'll unkey and you key down. And we'll wait for Luke.
I don't know much about what the waiting list is. I'm pretty sure there is a reasonable waiting list. For starters, we haven't got an awful lot of blind organizations as far as guide dogs go. Like there's the Guide Dog Services, which is related somehow to the foundation. I'm not entirely sure how. I've never taken a huge interest in that kind of thing. But I might head out soon. But as far as I can tell, our main problem seems to be that the government doesn't fund enough. So everything relies exclusively on, or almost exclusively on, donations. And I think governments should probably, or at least our government, should probably fund more to do with blind people.
Well, yeah, I think that Luke makes some excellent
points. And this
points
is Gary Wood.
Yeah, I think that probably guide dog schools are more important than described video. Well, I mean, everything, you know, job training for the blind and things, but I think that you could be able to have that and still have the described videos, but this is just my opinion on it.
Okay.
You should be able to.
And this is Luke.
You do. You can get them in other places like America or Britain. I think Britain has quite a lot of resources related to the blind. But I don't know. There seems to be too much money spent on paperwork. At least that's how it is over here. There's a lot of money spent on paperwork and on just basically completely useless stuff, and it's annoying, but there's not a lot that we can do about it at the moment, I don't think.
Yeah, I think we have the same problems here in this country, that the bureaucracy in some instances may cost more than the service it supposedly supports. I'm going to see if Flora or Carrie, who are also in the chat room, want to add anything here. And certainly if you just want to sit back and listen, that's fine as well. Going to ask people in the chat room, since we're pretty active in the chat room tonight, when you're through speaking, if you would just sort of say over, then I'll know that you're done. And to be as brief and concise as you can, but let's find out from Flora or Carrie or Dave, who I know Dave is certainly an international listener, if they may have something to add from the perspective of where they're listening in from. So Flora or Carrie, why don't you go first? And we'll wait. All right, well, apparently they are just choosing to listen, and that's fine as well. Yeah, it's interesting to hear that New Zealand folks are looking at the same kinds of issues we in the U.S. are looking at. The federal funding is certainly decreasing. The level of service is nowhere near what it once used to be. There's a lot fewer dollars to be dispersed among a greater number of folks. And this always creates a problem. And this brings me to another topic. We may not have enough time to delve into this tonight because we have just about 10 minutes left. But there are, in most states in the United States, there are now entities who exist exclusively to provide to people with disabilities low-interest loans for the purchase of adaptive technology. Whether that adaptive technology is a talking computer or a talking computer or a wheelchair ramp or a lift for your van or a communications board, these entities exist to provide low-interest loans to people who are pretty much able to pay low-interest loans back. And some of them are having a bit of trouble marketing who they are and what they do, because at least in the United States, people are still, in general, looking toward rehab, looking toward sort of the mothership to buy the Braille device, buy the computer, buy, or to the employer. It's your responsibility to buy this for me. And I guess my question for folks to think about is, why? Why do we do that? You know, certainly when interest rates were very high and we didn't have these programs, then, yeah, you didn't have too much choice because our technology is more costly. But now there are options for people to be able to make these purchases, pay them back over a long period of time with a lower interest rate. And I would be very curious to hear from folks, what is your reaction to that? And what if rehab said to you, sorry, you need to go buy this. We can't pay for it. We've got a caller. Let's bring the caller into the room. Hello, with whom am I speaking and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Kizzy and I'm calling from Ohio.
Hello, Kizzy.
I've talked to you once before.
I remember you. How are you?
I have a question.
Yes.
Where can you get the audio descriptive video? I want to be able to get a catalog from them.
If you, oh boy, let's see. I should know this website address. If you go to wgbh.org,
WGBH. WGBH?
Yes, .org.
Okay.
I believe you'll find a link there. WGBH is a public radio station in Boston.
Okay.
And they sponsor just a huge amount of these descriptive videos, and you can buy them from the descriptive video
okay.
folks. But you know what? Somebody might have the exact website. I just can't remember it, but there is a website that you can link directly to. You might also do a Google search on descriptive video catalogs.
Okay.
Okay, but WGBH in Boston,
okay.
WGBH.org,
okay.
is the main page where that site is located.
Okay.
All right?
And when you go to the library, is that where the book, the videos come from?
Some libraries do offer descriptive videos,
yes.
especially the talking book libraries.
Well, because the one I have, my library offers the videos.
Uh-huh.
The videos, uh-huh.
Does it have the description on it?
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the description on it.
Yeah, yeah,
uh-huh.
yeah. So let me ask you a question. Would you be willing, if, you know, if you're able to, and deemed able to, if rehab said to you, Kizzy, we can't buy you this computer, but here is an agency that provides low interest loans. How would you feel about that?
Low interest loan, you have to pay back, correct?
Right.
Well, I might feel okay about it because I had my rehab counselor tell me if she won't get me a piece of technology, I have to give her a reason why I need it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Well,
and
I was thinking about getting a low interest loan, but
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I think we shouldn't have to buy them. I think they should be given to we might. I would think we could pay half on them.
Well, now what about okay?
The whole thing.
Okay, but what about sighted people who are low income, and they have to have a car.
Uh-huh.
They have to have a car so that they can get to the job that they've just gotten. Should someone buy that car for them?
No, if they don't have money, they could get a loan.
Okay. So how does that differ for us?
Well, it really doesn't. We need the technology. We should go ahead and get the loan and just, I guess, pay it off.
All right. I just wanted your opinion.
That's my opinion.
All right. Well, you, thanks for calling me. I appreciate it.
You are welcome.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Kizzy. And we just met Kizzy, I think, on Halloween was the first time I met Kizzy. We're running low on time, but if you want to weigh in on this low-interest loan thing, telephone number to call 1-866-666-7926. Or if you've got an idea for Matthew Dyer about getting one of those disk drives for the older Braille Light, or if you want to weigh in on the DVS, Descriptive Video Service, discussions that we've had, or if you know the exact website, oh boy, got a lot of stuff you could call in about here in the next 4 minutes. I feel like I've had a pot of coffee. But this has been a great show. We've sort of been all over the map. Don't forget, speaking of great shows, next week I hope to present to you something that I certainly haven't heard done before. Doesn't mean it hasn't been done, but I haven't heard it done before. I'm trying to arrange for a variety of vendors, both blind and sighted, although predominantly blind, who sell things online to help you with some of your holiday gift-giving quandaries. And we're going to be limited to an hour next week. So that show, we may move it to 2 weeks, depending on how many absolute confirmations I get through the week. But I'll tell you right now, we've got one confirmation, and oh boy, do they sell good food. It has to do with noodles. And it's a place that I've been shopping at for a really long time. And oh man, good stuff from the Flying Noodle people. Yes, and the boxes even say Flying Noodle. So if you want to go check them out during the week, it's at www.flyingnoodle.com. And they've gotten all kinds of awards. And they do a very cool thing for their blind customers who subscribe to some of their pasta clubs that they offer. But I'm not going to say any more about that. We've also got some interest from the Christmas Cabin folks and from Rosalie Hoffman with her customized CDs. And I've known Rosalie for years and years, and she's an excellent pianist. So, you know, you need to just come here to Marlena next week and figure out what it is you're going to do for your holiday gift-giving needs, as they say. Well, we are just about kind of winding down here. I have had just a great time tonight, and it was great to pop into the chat room and meet Luke from down there in New Zealand and hear Gary and listen to Dave, and that's why we have the chat room. The chat room is really primarily for the use of our international listeners, for whom the toll-free number doesn't work. So I'm awfully glad that we finally got to use it for that. Don't forget to come back next week, same time, for an hour. And we will bring those vendors to you and hopefully resolve some of your holiday gift stuff. Dave Williams is getting ready to head on out to the World Blind Union to do that coverage. So stay tuned. Listen to ACB Radio Mainstream for times and live coverage plus repeats. That's a hugely important conference. And we're going to get to have the honor to bring it to you live. So until next week, you guys have a great week. And thank you so much for participating in the Marlena program. You've been listening to Marlena on ACB Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. But in the meantime, if you've got an idea for a future show, why not drop me an email? The email address is Marlena, that's MARLAINA, at acbradio.org.